This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Colorado House is poised to pass a bill allowing local rent control. The Democratic proposal would let cities and counties cap how much rent can increase annually for some buildings. Representative Elizabeth Velasco said the bill could help working people across the state,
so that they can stay in their communities, whether it's teachers, construction workers, or first responders.
Republican Representative Scott Bottoms says the policy will hurt overall housing supply.
When it comes down to economics and you control the rent, they can't keep the property up.
The bill is expected to get a final vote in the House today. There's a plan to close three schools in Grand Junction. The city school board is hosting a meeting today to talk about it. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Parents and students packed into an overflow room at a board meeting last week to oppose a district demographer's recommendation. Close two elementary and one middle school. Students say their schools make them feel like they belong. And parents say enrollment shouldn't be a main factor in deciding closures. Here's Superintendent Brian Hill.
This isn't something any school district wants to do. And it definitely isn't something I wanted to tackle my first year in this position.
A declining birth rate means the district expects to lose 2,300 students by 2030, an 11% decline. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
In Denver this past weekend, a rally for the anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. More than 100 people were there outside the state capitol Saturday. It's windy this morning along the Front Range and in southeast Colorado. For Metro Denver, mostly sunny through the day. This is CPR News.